child Radha Madhava Kunda Vihakuri. Jai Hurad Umadhova Kunda Vihari. Gopinana Madhava Kiri Varadavi. Gopinana Madhava Giri Bhadadhari. Yasuda Nandana Vraja Chananjana. Yasuda Nandana Vraja Chananjana. Jamuna Te Ravana Chauti. Yamuna Te Ravana Chauti. Jai Hurad Umadhava Kunja Vihati. Jai Hurad Umadhova Kunja Vihati. Gopijana Madhava Giribhadu Thakuti. Gopijana Madhava Giribhadu Thakuti. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Chananandana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Chananandana. Yamuna Te Ravana Chauti. Yamuna Te Ravana Chauti. Jai Hurad Madhuva Kunja Vihanti. Madhuva Kunja Vihati. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Param Dhritacharya also Teda Satyashi Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Chatanara Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premase Goho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Gadadhara Shiva Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrindika Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shyam Kund Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Maturanam Ki Jai Jagadatha Sami Ki Jai Yamanamai Ki Jai Shrimati Glasi Devi Ki Jai Samveda Bhakta Vrindika Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bhom. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pasaya Bhutale Shri Mani Bhakta Paranta Swamani Namani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivasesha Srinivadi Paschacha Deja Tarni. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 33rd chapter, text 5. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Valayanam nupuranam kinkininam cha yoshitam sa priyanam abuch chabdas tumulo rasa mandalhe valayanam nupuranam kinkilinam chayoshitam sapriyanam abuch chabdas Tumulo rasa mandale Valayanam nupuranam Kinkininam jayoshitam Sapriyanam abuchabdas Tumulo rasa mandale Valayanam nupuranam kinkininam jayoshitam sapriyanam abuchabdas tumalo rasamandale Right? Valayanam of the armlets. Nupuranam ankle bells. Kinkininam bells worn around the waist. Cha and Yoshitam of the women. Sapriyanam who were with their beloved. Abut, there was. Shabdaha, a sound. Tumulaha, tumultuous. Rasamandalay. In the circle of the rasa dance. The translation, a tumultuous sound arose from the armlets, ankle bells, and waist bells of the gopis as they sported with their beloved Krishna in the circle of the rasa dance. So you can repeat. A tumultuous sound arose from the armlets, ankle bells, and waist bells of the gopis as they sported with their beloved Krishna in the circle of the rasa dance. So there's no purport by the servants of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, so there's commentaries by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami, short commentaries, and we'll read those. The bangles, ankle bells, and waist bells of those women with Krishna, Sapriyanam, made a great sound. Cha indicates the musical instruments, such as various types of drums, also were played. However, indicating them only by cha means that they were not the principal instruments and did not cover the sound of the gopis' ornaments. In other words, the gopis' ornaments were much louder and much more prominent than any of the drums or kartels or anything like that, which is really interesting. Violin. What?
Violin?
Yeah, they were more prominent than the violin, than the guitar and everything like that. That's true. But there were no harmoniums there. Because the harmonium is a Western instrument. So I guarantee there were no harmoniums there. So having described, or pianos, or saxophones, having described the festival produced by the devatas, the instruments and singing suitable for the rasa dance are described. First, the sounds from the gopis' ornaments are described. The bells were on the belts and other accessories of the gopis. The word yoshitam suggests that it was natural for these ornaments and sounds since they were women. The sound arose from the women, each of whom had Krishna with them. Sapriyanam. That sound arose in the circle they formed for the rasa dance. So I'm going to continue reading, if this is all right, from the Gopal Champu, if that's all right, where we were reading the other day. Okay, here we go. The chains of their moving ankle bells reach the heavens. So in other words, the sound of their ankle bells, nupura, which broadcast the excellence of their dancing. At the rasa dance, a mixture of various beats arose. Ah, that sound attracted the devatas wandering in the distant sky. Arriving on chariots, they joyously experienced singing, instrumental music, and refinement simultaneously and forgot their identities. The devatas talked among themselves. Look, look, Krishna is singing and he attracts the gopis, and the women sing and they attract Krishna. So it's, again, it's like a mutual exchange like that. Each and every one is trying to please the other. So this is all done with a mood of devotion. You know, generally, let's say if we have someone singing in a concert, they're really appreciating the adulation they're getting from others. You know, what do they say? The roar of the crowd, the smell of the grease paint? You heard that statement before? No one's heard that. Anyone who studied theater would know that. So, in other words, someone who's doing a theatrical performance, they actually really appreciate being worshipped. And you see that many artists and musicians, they actually are depressed when they're not on stage. And many of them commit suicide. But here, they're not doing it to get adulation, but they're just doing it to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Look at the bank of the river resplendent with Krishna and with the gopis being embraced. This is, of course, the demigod speaking at this point. Listen to the novel song sung by the gopis. They sing a song in accordance with the musical scriptures. Dancing spontaneously joined the singing, depicting the words of the song. when the dancers moved most attractively with attractive gestures, attractive gestures, and all their limbs, their eyes became dancers along with their eyebrows. So you actually see a lot of this in the Bharatanatyam dancing that we've seen last week. Actually, it's very beautiful that the, not the gopis, but our devotees here did these Bharatanatyam dancing, and you can see how they, their eyes are very, you know, what they do with their eyes, their hands, and every part of their body is very, very important. And, you know, they're smiling, or, you know, if they're in another mood, they may be even grimacing because they're angry with Krishna. So every part of the body, this is actually part of Bharatanatyam. Generally, people think that it's just the dancing, but it's actually expressions of every part of the body. The devatas, most expert in music, dancing, and singing, also began dancing to the music with gestures. When the sound of various drums mixed with the music from the heavens, the golden gopis in all the forms of Krishna became alert and eager with by the profusion of excellent dancing, while their feet, hands, throats, and waists became fatigued. Like archers who do not fall or fail in hitting their mark, the group, having joined hands, did not fail to achieve their goals. Though the gopis in forms of Krishna had joined hands, they separated their hands according to the beat of the music, showing various gestures. In other words, clapping. Quickly, their minds reached the height of satisfaction. Then again, they joined their hands in the bliss of the rasa dance. In other words, they were holding Krishna's hands and like that. Not exactly like that, but I'm just trying to give you an illustration. You know, and the beats were actually quite, in other places the acharyas describe the beats were actually quite complicated. There's different types. Have you ever heard someone play the tablas? You got all these different beats, and someone who's expert in mridangas too, it's the same thing. It's not just like, you know, like cartels, one, two, three, you know, if you learn to play the mridanga, you have all these mridanga mantras you chant. Dicha, dicha, day, day, day. And you hear that sometimes. Showers of flowers constantly fell upon Krishna and the golden gopis. It was astonishing that there was a shower from above the clouds and lightning were below. The devatas and their wives, bearing the weight of material life, having been newly defeated, began to praise Krishna. Understanding what was proper, through the influence of Yogamaya, they began singing to the accompaniment of music. The song is here compiled and presented. This is the song. Glory to the essence of all good qualities. You've appeared in Gokula to give happiness to the world. O Lord, Brahma, Shiva, and Lakshmi meditate on serving you. You are present with your women in the rasa dance filled with your pastime. Of course, this is the devatas. You wear clothing and ornaments like an actor and are endowed with the 64 talents. You create joy among all present. You create great joy in the women by embracing them and destroy their pain. On seeing each other, you all develop sattvika bhavas. You are present in many forms. It's Vishuddha Shava, actually, not just material sattvika. And there are eight of them described, eight primary ones. You are present in many forms in the circle. You have been brought under control by seeing the women of Braja. They flirt by touching your lotus feet, holding your hand, and moving their eyebrows. Their waist bend, their earrings sway, their hairs stand on end, and they perspire. You are like a cloud, and the women are like lightning. This comparison shows your extreme beauty. The women have sweet voices, are jealous, zealous dancers, and have affection for only you. Their hearts are filled with the intoxication of your sweet touch. They have purchased you with prema. Full of happiness, you stand among these young women who cover the earth with joy arising from the songs I offer respects to you, singing the purest notes with you, who maintain astonishment. Radha reveals songs filled with all your qualities, which are praised by everyone. Revealing her excellence and joy while singing, Radha worships you and worships, and you worship her. She becomes tired in the dance, and the jasmine garland falls from her hair. With great artistry, she places her arm on your shoulders, blended with an ear ornament. She kisses your iron arms with joy. Up to the shoulder, she feels inestimable rapture, such that her hairs stand on end in joy. O Krishna, with swaying earrings and with cheeks like mirrors, as a pretext for touching the gopis, you indulge in play by kissing them after giving them chewed betel. O brother of Balaram, the young girl who keeps beat to the dancing and singing with her jingling bangles takes your incomparable lotus hand to her heart. O Krishna, object of sight for the gopis exhausted from engaging in the rasa dance. O Krishna, exhausting those engaged in the revolving dance. O Krishna, filled with the highest affection for the gopis. O Krishna, whose fame is confirmed by poets. O Krishna, wearing all types of garlands. Glory to you. Glory to you, glory to you. O performer of the rasa dance. The statement, Rajasi garase valita vilase nija ramane vir deva. You are present with your women in the rasa dance filled with pastimes, verse B, is explained. Bringing to earth his human form, the crest jewel of eternal auspiciousness, and showing the extent of its powers, Krishna became astonished at his one form, although he can perfectly understand his form and qualities. The gopis made his form the ornament of ornaments more beautiful by their beauty. It is said that Krishna possesses that form suitable for human pastimes to show the full capacity of his yoga maya. That form astonishes even the Lord of Vaikuntha. It is the pinnacle of auspicious qualities and enhances the beauty of his ornaments. In the midst of the dancing gopis, Lord Krishna appeared most beautiful, brilliant, like an exquisite sapphire in the midst of golden ornaments. In that case, what can be said of Radha's qualities? How much she should be praised. Describing the content of full of happiness, you stand among these young women who cover the earth with joy arising from their songs. Verse H. The poets say, the universe became completely full of the extensive qualities of the youthful Braja women. Commenting on the verse, singing the purest notes with you, the maintainer of astonishment, Radha reveals songs filled with all your qualities, which are praised by everyone. The poets give praise. The gopis, who by singing brought Krishna under control, and who bewilder Shiva, Brahma, and Indra by their songs about Krishna, became astonished along with Krishna. I praise Radha, who made all the ragas they created useless. Wow. Elaborating on the phrase, Krishna with swaying earrings, with cheeks like mirrors, the poets say, quote, it is proper that Krishna previously performed achman twice using the nectar from the lips of Radha. How else could he eat the betel chewed by her teeth? This gets quite intimate here. Krishna is the source of all affection and appears in a bodily form. In that form, he spreads experience of affection among all the people of Braja. I offer respects to Radha, the supreme jewel, among all the dear gopis to whom he considered himself obligated in love. Subduing her lover, Radha sports with him. Durga, thinking, I am not like that, merges into the body of Shiva out of shame, since she is anyway known as half his body. Poets consider Shiva and Durga being parts of one body. Please consider when I say the same condition is present in Radha and Krishna. Both their forms are full of the prema, and both their forms are famous throughout the three worlds. Their perfect condition cannot be compared to our condition. When the heavenly music and singing slackened, the jingling of the ornaments and buzzing of bees became audible. When both heavenly and earthly sounds diminished, the arts of expert dancing became prominent. The topmost assembly with the gopis' hair and ear ornaments became conspicuous. Krishna began to dance while embracing the gopis, holding their hands, gazing at them with affection, elegantly sporting with them and laughing with them. He was an image and its reflection simultaneously. As the dance ended, the gopis were unable to keep their garlands, hair, bodices, shawls, and ornaments in place. On thinking of the rasa dance, even today, sages forget themselves. It is not surprising, therefore, that the gopis lost their strength, at the rasa dance. The heavenly women, on seeing the rasa dance, were pierced by arrows of desire. Bewilderment spread in all directions. Please hear the sweetness of the rasa dance producing astonishment stopped the zodiac, in other words, the movement of the planets, and made the moon and other planets wander aimlessly in the sky. When the gopis had attained their desired pastime and their actions slackened because of extreme absorption, the rasa dance ended. When the dance ended, the pairs of gopis and Krishna, seeing the opportunity for special arrangements, disappeared into separate groves. On disappearing, the pairs then arranged each other's cloth and ornaments. While embracing, they arranged their cloth. When Krishna embraced the gopis, saying, "You become tired, but not because of me, your lover," the gopis soaked him with tears. "Ah, more delicate than the leaves on a young tree, you have become tired from enjoying pastimes with me. I do not understand." With tears in his eyes, he wiped away the perspiration from their faces. Pretty intense. So, I mean, it's not much I can say about this. This is very esoteric, elevated subject matter. If someone wants to ask a question. Yes, it's extremely poetic, and you can visualize. It's very important while we're reading these descriptions, we actually visualize in our mind's eye what is going on here. So you can have a complete experience. If you hear nicely, as Lord Kapiladev says, Satam prasangam mama virya sambhado bhavanti karna sayana katacha joshanadashu apavarga vartmani if you take in the association of devotees, Sitam Prasangam, hear about Krishna's activities, Mama Virya Sambhado, that means Krishna's heroic or wonderful activities. Bhavanti Ritkarna, you're supposed to hear with your ear, obviously, but it's supposed to go to the Rit, it's supposed to go to the heart from there. Bhavanti Ritkarna is supposed to. Bhava means to become. So it's the word to be. It's a form of the word to be. That's why material world is called bhava, because it's coming to be and then coming not to be. You know, anyway, bhava, creation and dissolution. And so then, but this the sound vibration enters from the ear. It's described in the Bhagavatam that there's a channel between the ear and the heart. And so you have to let that enter there, not just like go to the brain. It's the same thing with chanting. You don't just chant with the brain and your lips. You actually have to chant with your heart. And that's why Lord Chaitanya explains in his Shikshashtaka, specifically the verse, one of my favorite verses of the Shikshashtaka, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram. And that verse really characterizes what Prabhupada said when you chant. You're supposed to chant like a child crying out for the mother. Because the child doesn't know, I know no one else but Krishna is my Lord. You know, I know no one else as Krishna, even as my protector, as my maintainer. These are the surrendering principles that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught course, having no separate interest other than the interest of the Lord, but accept everything favorable, reject everything unfavorable, accepting that the Lord is protecting you, maintaining you, and not thinking your own brain intelligence is maintaining you, protecting you. So just like, so anyway, you just have the Krishna, Ainanda Tunija Kinkaram, Krishna, I'm your eternal servant. I'm begging you, I've fallen down to this horrible ocean of birth and death. Please fix me up as one of the animals. So in other words, it has to go to the heart. There has to be an emotional component. If you're just chanting, you know, sometimes while we're chanting, and talking about myself, which is it, we're chanting out of passion, you know, you're chanting Kirtan out of passion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know, it's better than that chanting. But really, or chanting and thinking, you know, how nice my voice sounds today. I hope a lot of people watching on the internet. So, but instead, you know, it should just be Krishna, crying out to Krishna, you know, emotionally. And if one does that, and one reads these pastimes in that mood, you actually see premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena shantakshadaiva vidyeshu vilogyanti yam shaima shindarama chincha guna swarupam govinda madhi purusham tamaham bhajami. You actually see Krishna. Krishna, if you allow these words to, and see the rasa dance, of course, the rasa dance and Radharani and the demigods. I mean, when I'm reading it, when I read in class, it's harder for me to picture it. But when I read it at home, you know, when I'm just by myself, then I can actually picture, you know, the demigods up there in the sky, just watching the whole thing and starting to clap along and dance along. And Gauri thinking, I'm not like this. I guess there's a little transcendental envy there. And she enters into the body of Lord Shiva, and then the ankle bells jingling. Anyway, it's a very picturesque also Vaishnavi too. So.
But she represents.
She's on the, sometimes described she's on the backside of the Supreme Personality of God. Or the Maya is on the backside. Illusion is on the backside of the Lord. Does anyone else have any questions or comments? Because these are, yeah.
And therefore, it'd be like, well, how do you know that it's not just your mind or your sentimental qualities that are feeling this? And therefore, there was sort of like a rejection of the idea of becoming.
That's actually very interesting question. I would say that even if it is a material emotion, you just like engage in Krishna service and gets purified. As long as it doesn't cause you to become lusty. You know, we're introspective enough to understand when our material desires are increasing, when we become more attracted to things of this world. I mean, not, you know, not just the opposite sex, but, you know, anything of this world, you know, whether it's the, you know, tongue, vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udupashta vegam. So we have to judge our devotional service upon how we see ourselves, vasad vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita jinayati asu vairagam yanamachayada haitukam. About how much we're actually becoming detached from the things of this world. You know, society, friendship, and love. And basically, that verse I just quoted was the tongue, the belly, the genitals. You know, how much you feel free. I mean, it's real easy. It's not a difficult thing. I mean, Sometimes it's difficult to distinguish between material motions and spiritual motions. That's true. And I don't get into it that much distinguishing, because the material motions, when engaged in Krishna service, can ultimately get you purified, just like the story of Kubja. You know, her attachment to Krishna was actually, you know, mixed with lust. Krishna, you know, in that way, and she became free from lust. So there is something to be said about just engaging your material emotions in Krishna's service. You know, Krishna save me, or Krishna protect me. Driving a car, I'm always chanting Hare Krishna. That's fear. I'm engaging my material emotions in Krishna's service. But the point is, if it comes to the point where we actually don't experience our material desires going away, like the Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, you know, if you're still, or if you're getting angrier, you know, anger is actually an interesting thing. It's a symptom that you're having material desires. You know, uncontrolled anger we're talking about, not anger at someone who's blaspheming Krishna or blaspheming or hurting the devotees. I mean, anger is appropriate in certain circumstances. But if all these different pushings, Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Mudra Pashta Vegam, I find that anger is actually like the sign that the other things are out of control. You know, uncontrolled anger. You understand what I mean? Because, you know, you have this thing, jayato vishapumsam sangostation, but jayate sangayate sangayate sankama kama krodha vijayate krodha bhavati samoha, etc. in the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, where contemplating sense objects, then you develop attachment. From developing attachment, lust comes. Lust means like just a stronger attachment. You know, I gotta have it. And then from that comes anger. So anger is actually a sign of material attachment, of all sorts of material attachment. It's actually an indication. It's like the red light on the dashboard.
Unfulfilled desires.
Yeah, unfulfilled desires, material attachment, thinking oneself the controller. You know, for example, you know, if I'm driving a car and someone slows down in front of me, I get angry with them. Why do I get angry? Because I think I should be the controller. I think I'm the center. Ishwaroham aham bhogi siddoham balavan sukhi. So I really take anger as an indication that something else is going on. You know, anger by itself, actually doesn't occur by itself. It has to. Anger is always in relationship to something else. I mean, lust occurs by itself. And, you know, the uncontrolled tongue occurs by itself. I mean, there's different needs. I mean, you can get into the psychological Maslowian analysis of the whole thing. But I've experienced that anger actually is actually connected to something else, some other desire, yeah.
And also anger at the bottom of people who experience depression.
Yeah. Fulfilled,
and
yeah, it's a manifestation of depression, and it's also depression is also a manifestation of self-centeredness to a certain extent. Yeah, as they often say, you shouldn't think less of yourself; you should think of yourself less. So I really take, you know, whenever anger comes up, I say something else is going on. It's not just the anger I got to deal with. It's something else going on. So in other words, if my emotions, which are engaged in Krishna's service, are causing a resurgence of material desires, specifically anger and other material desires, then I understand that my emotions are actually contaminating my Krishna consciousness. Like Prabhupada said, that if you try to jump too fast to these pastimes between Krishna and the gopis, instead of being purifying, it'll be putrefying. So putrefy, sign of putrefaction is anger, lust, anger, greed. You know, you find these things increasing. Outside of the temple. I mean, you're sitting down with all your friends and hearing about Krishna's Rasa Lila. But then as soon as you leave the temple room, all hell breaks loose. So you got to really see yourself holistically. And look, you know, during the day outside of the temple, what are my actions and what is my consciousness like? Is it getting worse or is it getting better? Because part of the platform of Nishtha, steadiness in devotional service, is steadiness outside of the sadhana process. Important. And then also, one thing came to mind when you said that was that we actually need some personal time too. That when we're just by ourselves, because you know, you find these monks and everything, they would go up to the mountains or they go in, like, of course, Jesus Christ, he went into the desert, and John the Baptist, you find them going to the desert. And why would they go to the desert? Not just because of the physical austerity, but because it gives them some time to actually be introspective. You know, part of introspection is sharing with others, you know, who are close to Dadati Pratigrana, Guyamakyati Prichadi. Another part is actually just having quality time with yourself, not always being interacting with other people. So and you'll find that in every, thank you for bringing it up, you'll find that practically in every monastic sect. That there's, you know, they even call sometimes where people live their cell, you know, amongst the monks or the nuns like that, whether you just have to really just get into, you know, what is my motivation, what are my emotions, what are my attachments, like that. And I think that's important for devotees to have that, you know, QT, you know, quality time with themselves. Thank you. That's actually a very good point. So, anything else? It's hard for me to comment too much on, because it's such an elevated subject matter, these Rasa Lila pastimes. I think in the future, the devotees could read several verses in one day. It's not, I mean, unless they're actually ready to comment on each individual verse, but what? Yeah. Yeah. We are so fortunate. We have to thank Krishna every day or every moment. Radhakalokananda ki jai. Om Vishnu Padaya. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Oh.
Hari Purusham, Namaham Vajami. Angani Yasa Sakale, Priya Priti Manti, Vasyan Vipan Vikayanti, Jiram Nagandi, Ananda Jinmaya. Thank you.
go, long rajan na bo day. Kachane draya, maya, isachi rako. Krishna, 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 Paramahansa Paravidikacharya also Tada Siddhashi Shimad, His Divine Grace Abhaya Chalana Bhaktivedanta Gosami Srila Prabhupada Kijai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Anandakoti Vaishnavrinda Kijai, Namacharya Srila Hiras Thakur Kijai, Prem Sekho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Rabu Nichananda Shidwaya Gadadha Shivasi Gaur Bhakta Vrindigajaya Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gova Gopinath Shayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijaya Vrindavanam Kijaya Vizuradam Kijaya Jagadatha Sami Kijaya Manamai Kijaya Shibadi Lassadev Kijaya Sabhaveda Bhakta Vrindigajaya Gaur Premananda Kadiyadu. All glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Question to today's attorney. So Lord Gaurachandra is calling, wake up, sleeping soul. Wake up, sleeping soul. How long do you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? You have forgotten the way of devotional service and are lost in the cycle of birth and death. I have descended just to save you. I am your only true friend. Other than me, what friend do you have? I have brought the medicine that will wipe out the disease of illusion from which you suffer. Take this great chant for deliverance, Maha Mantra, the names of Hari. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, falling at the Lord's lotus feet, takes shelter of the Harinam mantra, the Lord's holy names. Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Okay, Shikshastika.
Arjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shreyakairavya Chandrikavitaranam Vidyavadu Jivanam Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamri Diswadhanam Sarvatmasnapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam Nam Namakari Mahudan Sarva Shaktis Tatrapita Niyamita Taranena Kala Etad Grishita Vakripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaivam Indrishami Hajani Nanuraga Trinadapi Sunitena Tarurapi Nishuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Nadanam Nadanam Nasundarim Kavitam Vajagadishikamae Mama Janmani Janmani Ishvare Bhavatad Bhaktir Hoitaki Twai Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishameva Vambidav Kripayatavam Padak Pankajas Tita Duli Sadrishim Vachintaya Nayanam Galarashudaraya Vadanam Gad Gadairadaya Gira Pulakarnishitam Vapu Kada Tava Namagrahane Bhavishyati Yugayatam Namishena Chakshusha Parashayatam Shunayatam Jagat Sarvam Govindam Virahename Ashlishava Badam Ratham Nastumam Adarshanam Ramata Korotuva Yatatata Vabinato Lampato Mat Prananata Susa Eva Napara. Victory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss and enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. Oh, my Lord, angel chanting of your holy name alone can render all benediction to living beings, and thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies. There are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these names. Oh, my Lord, out of kindness, you enable us to easily approach you by your holy names, but I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself, Lord.